Glad to be redeemed this morning.
Yes.
To be converted and sanctified.
Amen.
Washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
Made pure by my Redeemer.
Yeah.
And my Savior. Sanctification is not something that we get. It's something that the Lord does for us.
Yes.
Washes us with his blood.
Yes.
He sanctifies us.
Yes.
There's only one path.
Yeah.
And that's through Christ.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll read a little bit over in Exodus this morning. God spoke all these words saying, I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out.
Yeah.
Of the land of Egypt.
That's right. Yeah.
I brought thee out.
That's who he is. Yes.
Of the house of bondage.
Right. Deliverer. Yes.
He's our Redeemer.
Yes.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Yes.
Brother Chris preached us a beautiful sermon last night on consciousness, which is idolatry, which is placing something else in the place of God, which is lifting up ourselves, or our own desires and our own wants above our God. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God.
Yeah,
that's right.
The greater the love, we see it in our relationships.
Yeah.
The greater the jealousy.
Yeah.
Right. The more possessive we become of our God, that's how love works, brother.
Yes.
Right. You're right. I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
Yes.
And shewing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Yes.
And we'll stop with this next verse. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
In vain. Yeah.
For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name.
That's right.
In vain.
Listen.
It's commonly thought of that relates to our language. And it does.
It does.
But that's an outward manifestation.
Yes, that's right.
It's not what he's talking about there. It's much more than that. 48th chapter of Isaiah. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by my name, O Israel, and are come forth of the waters of Judah, and redeemed them, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. Taken the Lord's God's name in vain, for they call themselves of the holy city, and stay themselves upon the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name.
Yes.
I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth and showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. But I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is as an iron sinew, and thy brow brass. They had forsaken the Lord their God. They had hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns that could hold no water. They begin to worship the gods of the heathen in which land they dwell, and they were still proclaiming the name of the Lord.
Right. In vain.
Yes. It was in vain.
Yes.
But he extended unto them, for my name's sake will I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain from thee, that I cut thee not off. I have refined thee not with silver, but I have chosen thee in the firmest of affliction. For mine own sake, even for mine own sake, will I do it. Right. Thus saith the Lord. Come ye near to me. Hear ye this. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee the prophet.
Yes.
He is our only source.
That's true.
He is our only redeemer.
Yes.
Which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened unto my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. This is the blessings upon the righteous. Thy seed also hath been as sand, and the offspring of thy bowels like the gravel thereof. His name should not have been cut off, nor destroyed from before thee. If we'd served him, go ye forth of Babylon, flee from the Chaldeans, get out of Babylon. With the voice of singing, declare ye, tell ye this, utter it even to the end of the earth, saith ye, the Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. He is our only redeemer. He is our only hope.
That's right.
And they thirsted not when they led him through the deserts. He causes the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out. But there is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. So thankful that he gives us peace.
Yes.
He's promised us peace. Going over to Philippians, Apostle Paul writing to the saints of Philippi. Best I understand, he's writing from prison at this point. To a relatively small band of believers. He had opposition. One preaching Christ of contention, not sincerely, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached.
Christ is preached, right.
And I therein do rejoice.
Yes.
And will rejoice. Amen. We will rejoice in God our Savior. Yes. For I know this shall turn to our salvation through your prayer and supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
According to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed.
Yes.
But that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. I heard some of the old folks say, we'll not be bested. There is nothing that can come against us that will overcome our Savior.
Right. No weapon formed.
Yeah. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper.
That's right.
Every tongue to rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Yeah.
Having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you. That your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ. Only, let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ.
Yes.
That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs.
Yes.
That ye stand fast
yes.
in one spirit, with one mind, striving together. He's talking to believers.
Yes.
He's talking to sanctified men and women. Striving together.
Yes.
For the faith of the gospel.
Yes.
There's joy in going this way. There's some striving to go in this way. And in nothing, absolutely nothing, terrified by your adversaries.
Right.
Nothing. What about a fear?
Yeah.
What about a dread?
Yeah.
Leaning on the everlasting arm.
Amen.
Which is to them, I love the way he puts this.
Yes.
An evident token
of
perdition. Mm-hmm. What he's saying there, when the adversaries come against us, we have no fear of them.
Right.
We're trusting in our Savior.
Right.
They think that we've lost our reason.
Right.
You know why? Because we're not serving the gods of this world, the gods that they serve.
Right. Amen.
Our values are not their values.
Yeah.
Our fears are not their fears. They can't understand why we don't fear and back down when they come against us. Our adversaries to them is an evident token of perdition.
Yeah.
but to you of salvation. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against him. We are secure in him. For to you it is given on the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, the devils believe and tremble, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here to be in me. A man sitting in prison telling them they're going to suffer for the cause of Christ.
Yeah.
Count it all joy. Mm. You fall into the hour of temptation, knowing you're trying your faith worth patience. Mm. Patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed.
Amen. The love of God.
There be any consolation, therefore, in Christ.
Yes.
There be any comfort.
Right.
Of the marvelous love of God.
Yes.
If any fellowship and communion of the Spirit.
Yeah.
If any mercies fulfill you my joy, that you be like-minded,
yes,
having the same mind, being of one accord, of one mind, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself. Right. What was Brother Chris talking about last night? The second is likened to it.
Right.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
That's right.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We have the mind of Christ, it says. But what is he talking? He goes on to explain what he's saying here. He doesn't stop there. There's a colon there. Who being in the form of God, this is the mind of Christ. He was in the form of God. And as such, he thought it not, it was not robbery for him to be equal with God.
Yes.
He was there from the beginning. By him were all things created.
That's right.
Which are in heaven and which are in earth, by him and for him. Without him, there was nothing made that was made.
That's right.
But
listen to this.
Made himself. As I begin to think of taking the Lord's name in vain, there are many a man to make a name for himself.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
Wants to accomplish something. Wants to make something, do something.
Right.
Lord, help us.
That's right.
Lord, help us. Satan would even use that, as Brother Chris brought it all in, to the root of money, being the love of money being the root of all evil, to bring it on back.
That's right.
He can use that towards good things.
It's true.
Yes.
You need to do this. You need to do that.
Right.
You know. Let this mind be in you.
Yeah.
This is the mind that we're to have.
Yes.
Made himself of no reputation.
Yeah.
If we expect to make a name for ourselves serving God, we will never do it.
Yeah.
It is not possible.
Yeah.
It's not about us.
Yeah.
It's not about us. Made himself of no reputation. This is the way we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Took upon him the form of a servant.
Yes.
And was made in likeness of man, as a man, of men. Being found in fashion as a man. That was humbling.
Yes, it's true.
Come from his high estate to be made a man.
Left the splendor of heaven.
But even in fashion as a man, this is how we can relate to Christ. He became man. He became the Son of Man and the Son of God. As a man, he humbled himself. As men, we are to humble ourselves.
Yes.
And became obedient to the will of the Father. Unto death. Even the death of the cross.
Yes.
We must humble ourselves.
Yes.
We can't do it by ourselves. By the grace that he extends to us and the love he extends to us, we must humble ourselves unto death.
Yes.
Even the death of the cross.
Right.
I am crucified with Christ.
Yes. Yeah.
Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. Christ liveth in me, in the life which I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yes.
He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God raised him from the dead. He didn't die. God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Nothing shall stand before him. No one shall boast himself up. Every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as you've always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Again, this scripture is talking to those that are sanctified. What are we to do? Work out your own salvation.
That's right.
With fear and trembling.
Yes.
So how does a righteous man walk? He walks in fear.
Yes.
In perfect love.
Yeah.
But in fear. Perfect love. Casteth out fear.
Yeah.
But it's a fear and a reverence and a love and a worship of God. This is submitting all of our ways unto his ways. It's a denying of ourself and exalting him. We'll walk with fear and trembling, working out this great salvation, this marvelous love that he's given us, this great gift of redemption that he's given us, this abundant mercy that he's placed, extended to us and gives us. We'll take that and we'll work it out. We'll press it out like you roll out dough to make biscuits. Got it? Keep pushing it out into every aspect of our life, into everything, every relationship that we have, every interaction that we have, every aspiration that we have. We'll work out that great salvation with fear and trembling before him and humbleness before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who has redeemed us by his mercy and by his grace. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. His desire, his joy is for the church to be credible witnesses of his mercy and love that he's extended to mankind.
Yes.
Do all things without murmurings and disputings.
Yes.
Listen up.
Listen.
That we may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Hadn't changed much, has it? Among whom you shall shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life.
Yes. Amen.
That I may rejoice in the day of Christ.
Yes.
This caretaker, he cared so much for these people, Brother Paul. He would rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. I've walked through the cemetery before, and it seems like the epitaph that's on more gravestones than any others. Didn't do a scientific calculation, but it kept popping out at me. I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in truth.
Amen.
Holding forth the word of Christ, that I may rejoice in the day, the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. And yet, he said, if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, pour himself out for the gospel and for the brothers, as we should pour ourselves out for the gospel and for our brothers and sisters. I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice in me. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. He tells them, to write the same things to you, to me, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. He tells them in the fourth chapter, man in prison,
right.
Rejoice in the Lord.
Yeah.
Always.
That's right. Yes.
And again, I say,
yes.
Rejoice.
Lord bless. Yeah.
Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. The presence of God be manifest. Work out your salvation. Be careful for nothing but by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, Brother Chris, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I had some others turned down, but I think I'll stop there and go over here. He is the Lord God.
Yes.
Right.
Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So, and many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, we've done this, we've done that. In thy name, we've done this. He said, depart from me.
Yeah.
The workers of iniquity.
Right.
I never knew you. He wrote to the Laodiceans, I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I would. Thou wert cold or hot. When we see Jesus, and the grace of God appears to us, it demands a response.
Yes, it does.
It can't be business as usual from there on.
That's right.
I would thou wert cold or hot.
That's right.
Cause thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot. I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich. Got a name. And increase with goods.
Yeah.
Have need of nothing. Man in his highest glory will decay to nothing.
It's true.
When we are born into this world, our natural life, we start on an ark. We start off as a small child, we begin to grow up and mature. But as soon as that, it's similar to a ball that is thrown.
Yes.
When it's released, it's going up.
Yeah.
But from the moment it's released, it's got a destination. It's going to go up and it's going to arc.
Right.
And it's going to come back down.
Right.
And it's going to go to the ground.
Right.
So the natural man is.
Right.
Yes.
So the glory of man is.
Right.
So everything that it can accomplish here in this life is.
Yes.
It'll go up. It'll come back down. There's nothing there. The wages of sin is death.
Right.
It's just the flesh profiteth nothing.
Right.
It's the spirit.
It can't. It's the spirit that quickeneth. It's a law that God has set up, just as sure, more sure than the law of gravity. We can, not really, but we think we can escape the law of gravity by going out in space. But so then, knowest thou not, if you haven't put your treasures over there, that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich.
Yes.
And white raiment.
Yeah.
Righteousness, the saints, Right raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness
do not appear.
Do not appear. What did Adam and Eve do? As soon as they had the knowledge of good and evil, they wanted to cover themselves up. They wanted to hide.
Yeah.
When God appears to us, especially when God became walk with them, they went and hid. When you see the Lord, you understand the sinfulness of your flesh.
Right.
And you begin to want to cover. But he'll give us robes of righteousness, that thou mayest be clothed. The shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint thine eyes with thy salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
Yes.
Behold, I stand. Christ stands at the door and knock.
Yes.
If any man hear, Lord, may the Lord bless those that aren't serving him with ears that can hear. And eyes that can see. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, abide with us and sup with him, and he with me. He wants to dwell with us, walk with us. He can't do that. He's a holy God. He can't do that without making us holy first.
Right.
But he will come in and sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh.
Yeah.
We can overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We can be more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Right.
To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down in the throne of my Father. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Right.
While we sing a song of invitation.
Yes.
If anyone feels the call of the Lord, come forward and pray with us.